we are not the only ones in that boat. There are numerous other projects from 2020 that got, that were going to be awarded, but didn't know what the awards were to November. Just didn't leave you no time with the holidays to actually close your deal. So Eric's very confident it'll happen. I don't quite share his optimism. I want to be a little bit of a realist, but he thinks it'll happen simply because there's no prohibition against it. We still got Neil Dunn's office, Representative Neil Dunn's office, working on it for us. So and he's a huge proponent of New Market Tax Credit stuff. To be continued. Number three. New carpet's been installed in the training room at the district office. Very glad that was done during the holidays. If you hadn't had a chance to go by there and look at it, it looks good. Number four, we actually met, Jeff and I and Mandy, we met with school leadership, our principals, the Tuesday before Christmas to discuss progress monitoring 2 data. So we had all that was done right before the holidays. In a few areas, we needed to make some interventions, and they wanted to make some changes. Nothing fundamentally. We didn't change anybody's class schedule, per se, as far as moving somebody from this class and that person to that class. Just some intervention, help, assistance, some modeling, and some other things like that. So we wanted to make sure that when the kids came back in January, they were ready to go. So I want to thank our principals for making that happen. We got some good leaders there. Number five, local chapter of the Daughters of American Revolution. This is the Fort St. Louis chapter out of Tallahassee. Awarded Miss Hope Wilkes ESE class over $500 worth of educational games, books, and project kits. Miss Margaret Rankin is a member of that organization, and she headed up this special donation for the Toler School ESE class. Was invited, Principal Wheatley and I got to go down there and be a part of that. We got a little photo up. I'm going to do a little press release tomorrow with that, so you'll see that on Facebook. Probably get that on the website, too, to Miss Lynn. But it was a neat thing. They had all kind of little things like that, so and the kids just really gravitated to it, so very thankful for them. I've already written them a thank you note, and she's got a meeting coming up on Saturday, and she said she would share that thank you note with them. Working on updating our building usage agreement and fees, and we'll plan a workshop in the next few weeks. At the last board meeting, I told you about somebody, Miss Gloria, was interested in possibly wanting to rent some facilities for church services, and we have nothing in our facilities that talk about long-term usage. Current fees right now hardly cover, having something occasional. I believe people, these buildings belong to the taxpayers. That's just my personal opinion. I think y'all probably share that. We if somebody wants to have a family reunion up here, we want them to have it up here, because it's a good space, and we do that quite often. And we waive fees for anything that involves kids. If they're doing something for a kid or benefit for that, we do that. But when you start wanting to use something weekly, then you got to start looking at liability, you got to look at cost and all that kind of stuff, because at some point it might be cheaper to do that than actually build a building or have a building. So we need to make sure that's updated. I would probably guess those have not been looked at probably in the last 20 plus years. So we just need to look at that. Before, 20 years ago, we didn't have this building available. Now this building's quite available. Renee kind of red flagged it because Talcon Electric used Hosford for a meeting over there, and it was, they were kind of like, that's all you're charging us? And I was like, ooh, probably, not that I'm trying to gorge anybody, right. but for-profit, which I guess Talcon's probably not a for-profit, but companies that's got money that can pay that, we want them to be fair, to cover all of our costs. If it's the Boo Morris family reunion or who anybody else want to do it, we want to be kind and considerate because they pay taxes here. So that's, we'll look at that and let y'all approve that, and we'll do that sooner than later. Chris Johnson, he's an auditor with Grimsley and Associates. They're the ones who conduct our internal audit each year. He was here this morning, 8:30, and he met with our school secretaries and principals, met with Melanie and myself. Very good training on how to handle internal funds, very good training. Jody kept kind of lined that up sometime last year, so I appreciate her, and I hate she's sick tonight, can't be here, but she was very instrumental in talking to Chris and helping line that up, so I called him up and we were able to make that happen. Pole barn's gone up at the practice field, just some updates on some things. We had an asphalt donation that's being laid at the batting cages at Toler. That's done. And then And some poles will go on the ground to complete the beach volleyball courts at the high school. So we're very excited about beach volleyball. They have a schedule. I think it starts the end of February. And we'll get those schedules to you. I've never been to a beach volleyball game, so this will be a first for all of us. Excited. So you'll have two courts side by side over there. So we'll host some and we'll play. We'll travel some. Number nine, our next board meeting, our regular meeting is February 14th. That is Tuesday. It is Valentine's Day, and I know y'all being the romantic fellers that y'all are, you'll probably want to take your wives to Waffle House or something. a place where you can see them cook your food. If it's okay with y'all, I'll tell you the reason why. It's a half day for students that day. I'm going, if y'all will approve me to go out of town, I need to be in Tampa. I need to leave that after or midday that day to get to my at FADS conference, which starts the next morning. If we could move that back one day, if that's okay with y'all. Mr. Chair, is that okay with you? We'll just move it from Tuesday to Monday. And then that way y'all have all day Tuesday to do your thing. All right? Don't forget that now. Don't forget. I'll get Renee to send y'all some reminders. Make sure you get your wife's chocolates.
Good idea.
I put number 10. That's a redundant thing. I put that twice there. I'll take that out for the record. Scratch 10. Number 11, about $4,500 was raised for our Toler students who are in the hospital during the Christmas break. Doobie, thank you for cooking. I know Jason helped out with that. Thank all of y'all for your donations.
Yeah, I would like to say that too, buddy. You and Mr. Wheatley and everybody had a hand in that. That's one of the best ones we've done in a while.
It was by donation only, so that kind of, you run a risk of, was about, boy, people gave.
Now, Mr. Wheatley, it's his idea, so I want to thank him
Thank you.
Coming up with that idea.
People, when you give them an opportunity to give in Liberty County, they do.
Yes.
They always show up. They just always, I love our county. Number 12, some of y'all that have been on the board for a while will know what this is. Grant Conyers, Supervisor of Elections, will be here at a special meeting. I may have a little special meeting in between here and the February meeting. I'll try not to if we don't have to, but he's needing to meet with us just real quick to talk about redistricting. Florida law requires every 10 years for your county commissions, your school boards to look at redistricting. I remember when I got on the board in 02, we did it probably in 04 or 03. I can't remember. It might have been 03. And so what, by law, we could actually, and I don't recommend this, you could have different lines for school board districts and different ones for county commission. That causes headaches for your supervisor of elections. Ever since I've been on the board in 02, we've always left it the same. He will talk to us, because sometimes you know he'll give you the trends, like, you know, we got a thousand, you know, if you had, and Liberty County is a little different, but if you had a subdivision, now you have 1,000 more people living in that district, you may want to consider doing that. It, for us being not single member district, being, you know, everybody votes, it's not so much an issue, but in a single member district it'd be a lot more if you're trying to keep everything even number wise. So he'll come talk to us, he'll tell us what he recommends, but obviously the board will have final say so. Y'all will have final say so. So he'll just come talk to us about that and kind of tell us what we need to do. If we want to leave it the same, which I think we have probably for the last 20 plus years, we'll just sign off on it and that's the way we'll do it. Wrapping up, Chesney and I have been meeting with Miss Sharon Gaskin with North Florida Child Development about the adult ed building right here in the front. You know, the county was leasing that from us while they were doing repairs to the Civic Center, and it's sitting there needing usage. So we reached, thought about possibly, you know, one of the things, we right now in Liberty County, there is no formal daycare. None. I've heard that somebody here in town that has 4 or 5 kids is fixing to shut down. Obviously, Noah's Ark was kind of the last place that we had. It was kind of an organized facility. That building, as you can look at it from here, is not very big, but it could meet some needs of some kids. So we're looking at possibly, and again, we want to try to make this be something that I don't want to necessarily, I would love to make some money off of that building, and I think we can make a little bit. I just don't want to sit there and it rot or not be useful for the kids and the public. So we're looking at possibly open up in a small scale, and don't quote me on this because I don't want it to get out that we're trying to open a daycare and then it don't happen, they get mad. But we're going to look at serving some 0 to 3 kids, ages, you know, newborns to three, but it won't be structured anything like it was when we shut it down. If y'all remember, we were losing money. We couldn't afford to do it. It was not solvent. But she's got some matching grants. So if we provide the thing, the building, if we provide 25% of what she's doing, and I think most of that could be wrapped up with maintenance and rent, then they're eligible for a 75% grant that'll pay for everything else. So we'll see what that looks like. We're just talking. We met last Friday. We're going to meet this Friday, and we're working on a budget narrative for that now. So y'all just keep your fingers crossed that we maybe get something done and get somebody in that building and get it going again. Lastly, no school next Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So that's a day off for everyone. One quick thing that came in after I got this printed. Some of y'all may have seen online, the city of Bristol is looking at doing some water repairs stuff. They started tinkering with it yesterday. Now, Robin Toller and them, they're on a different system than we are. We were in some training yesterday and we noticed good flush toilets. We're on a pressure system here and at the high school. And so they come in and talk to me, and they want to do that Thursday morning. And Kevin and I talked because we're trying to figure out, you got meals that need obvious water, dishwashing, and bathrooms is a big thing. They're planning on getting an early start Thursday morning around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, drain the tank, do whatever they got to do. They think 30 minutes to an hour, maybe by 8:30, we back up running. I'm a realist now. It sounds good. I asked Richard, I said, what about worst case scenario? 12 o'clock. So I talked with Stacy. They're going to prepare in the lunchroom, breakfast, try to do things that won't require as much water. Obviously, they can store some water in some sinks, for dishes and all temporarily. The bathrooms are the big thing. So if we see by not too long after 8:30 that there's not going to be any toilets for a couple hours, I don't know any other thing but send their kids home. Now, they could use... Kevin was talking about they could use some of the bathrooms at the softball and baseball field.
And the school does.
But you got 300 plus youngins.
Yeah.
So this is one of the. So Kevin and I both have been in conversation with them. My first thing today was, how about Saturday? Can you do it Saturday?
Or Monday.
And they've contracted whoever's supposed to come, a team of contractors are coming, and this is the only time they can come. So have you you were going to try to see if they could do it after?
So they called me just not too long ago. No change. I tried to get them.
We tried to do it in the afternoon.
Tried to get them to do it like at 1 o'clock, and lunch would be over, and, you know, everybody could use the bathroom, you know, maybe work. They will not change it. So they got the contract out, you know.
So I'll do a parent square. I don't want to publicize it too much, and kids say, we'll just take the day off. I don't want that. So I'm still kind of figuring out how I need to get that, keep your head on the swivel, parents, because those high, you know, we may have to send some kids home. This is
2 days from now.
Thursday. Yeah. So I'll need to do something tomorrow and just kind of let everybody know to keep your head on the swivel. You know,
maybe they'll get done by 8:30.
So, you know, they done a test yesterday and didn't tell nobody.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't good.
Yeah. It's not good when you got, you know, that's a whole pressure system over here. You don't have tanks, you know, like the toilet does. Richard said the pressure on the water, it only went from 50 to 40 yesterday, 50 pounds to 40 pounds. But you couldn't flush the toilet here.
Hey, that's not true.
I think it's hard to believe that it would.
I know it's not true. It was not holding.
It wasn't running out of my kitchen sink.
Yeah.
40 pounds should still have some running somewhere.
Most homes have about 40 pounds.
That's right. So anyway, that's our challenge for the rest of the week. I'd already printed these up before that comes. So if you get any calls, you know, obviously refer them to me. You know, it's a little easier if that happens up here. We can send everybody, you know, home to work, you know, remotely for that day. I hope we don't have to do that, but we'll probably know. I figure sometime between 8:30 and 9 if it's going to happen or not.
And to their defense, they have no way to isolate that tower. That's the whole problem. And that's part of what they do when they put valves in. So that's what they do. I mean, that's, you know, to their defense. It's not.
They're not. I just wish they'd have told us a month ago, you know, so we could make some plans around it. Nobody's upset or angry. It's just, it is what it is, but we may have to make some adjustments. So, you know, to Thursday, in the event we got to send kids, you know, kids from the high school home, we would not want to be disruptive. And that would cause some problems, probably with some busing, you know, with having to make two runs that day, because you may have to run some high school kids home and then come back and run the Toler and the Hosford kids home, you know.
And that's something me and Tony Trey could do for sure. You know, load them up. Mr. Nobles was right here. We could take care of that.
Yeah.
With no problem.
We'll make it work, but that's kind of some circumstances beyond our control. And we're trying, you know, Kevin, and you just said him and whoever can be there to help them, whatever they need, you know, to make, you know, all hands on deck that day.
That's right.
All right. Any questions about anything? Mr. Chair?
Thank you, Mr. Fed. Moving right along to item number 5, addition corrections to the agenda. I need a motion for addition corrections to consent item 8B. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to add emergency item 10A, B, C, D, and E. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morse. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 6. Approve agenda. Need a motion to approve agenda for January 10th, 2023. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morse, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 7. Approve the minutes. Need a motion to approve December 15th, 2022 regular meeting minutes. To have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 8, consent items. Item 8, need a motion to approve the following financial reports and transactions. Principal report for December 2022. Finance statement for December 2022. Budget amendments for December 2022. And they are, the numbers are 110-01, 420-01, 443-01, 445-02. And then next, bills and payrolls for December 22. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second, Mr. Morse. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B, need a motion to approve January the 10th, 2023 personnel consent table with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve January 10th, 2023 out-of-field teachers. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve January 10th, 2023 updated sub-list. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 9. Action items. Need a motion to approve travel expenditures in the amount of $655 for superintendent to attend the FADS 2023 Spring Leadership Conference to be held February the 15th through the 17th in Orlando, Florida. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second.
Second,
Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item B. Need a motion to approve travel expenditure in the amount of $527 from Ms. Melanie King, Finance Director, to attend annual financial reporting workshop to be held February the 2nd, 2023 in Leesburg, Florida. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to approve intensive after-school and weekend academic grant-funded personnel consent table. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 10, emergency item. Item 8, Need a motion to approve to hire the following as a STEM math coach to support targeted math interventions, 3 hours per week at employee's hourly rate, beginning January the 3rd, 2023, and ending May the 31st, 2024, to be paid from targeted mathematics STEM grant. Samantha Newsom Toler and Kathy Bickers Hoster. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second,
Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B, need a motion to approve drop request to Shelly Stafford, teacher at Liberty County High School, effective January the 1st, 2023, with final retirement termination date to be effective no later than December 31st, 2027. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C, need a motion to approve Nita M. Lowry, 21st Century Community Learning Center, 21st CCLC, continuation project award notification for program period of 8th the 1st of 22 through the 7th the 31st of 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item D, need a motion to approve Driving Choice Grant Program, FDOE Project Award Notification Program, period of 7th the 1st of 22 through the 6th the 30th of 23. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item E, need a motion to approve drop request to Beth Brown, 21st Century Project Manager, effective January 1st, 23, with final termination, our retirement termination date to be effective no later than December 31st, 2027. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
Is the date correct on that?
Mm-hmm.
4 years?
It's five. They just have to do like one day.
Yeah.
One day
back.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 11, board policy items. Need a motion to approve second reading of policy manual updates, volume 23, number 1, June the 20th, 22. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Singletary. Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion?
One thing, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I know Boo had a question about some of the stuff on there. We'll say that you cannot put it on a consent agenda. If y'all look back just at your, go back to number 8 under consent items, we have a consent agenda. We don't typically, y'all don't typically use it like a consent agenda, but you could by consent. I know this. We do this at our PAC board meetings. When I was board chair, I put this on here. You can, if y'all choose, you can say, like on consent items, that consent agenda, things that you usually do every month, paying the bills, consent tables, whatever, you can say by consent we're going to put A, B, C, D in one package. That way you don't have to make individual motions. Some of the new policies regarding parental involvement in library book selection and all that, they don't want you to do it that way. They want you to do it, pull those things off the agenda and make sure those are individually voted on items. That way it kind of keeps the board from kind of putting it up under something, and parents feel like, we didn't even know that y'all did that because you did it by a consent agenda. So that's that. I explained that to Boo a little bit. That was the purpose behind that. So if you read through some of those and it said you can't do it by consent, that's what it means. It doesn't mean the consent of the board. It means you can't put it on a consent agenda. They want you to do that. At any time, even on a consent agenda, you can say, okay, I want to pull 8A off. I want to vote on that separately because I got some things I want to discuss about that. You can absolutely do that. But that's what that consent agenda part is there. Y'all can keep doing it the way you want to, or if you say you want to put them all as a package, you can do that too. Sometimes we'll do that at our PAC board meetings just to save time because we have such a long agenda. We'll just say, Mr. Chair, we'll take consent items A, B, C, D, and all as one motion. And that's all that means, and nothing more, nothing less.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, board member concerns. Mr. Flowers.
I just again want to thank everybody involved in the fundraisers down there. That was one of the best fundraisers we've had. And thank you all for thanking the students and doing that. Another thing, our girls got beat last night, but they played again tonight, so we got to get out there and cheer them on. And
about 20, 30 minutes.
Appreciate everything everybody does. If I can help anybody, holler. That's it for me.
Pray for Miss Jody. She gets better than Miss Dandy. I ain't got a whole lot to say tonight. Mr. Singletary?
I'm good.
Mr. Moore?
I'm good. I just hope everybody stays away from the cold brothers going.
Yes,
it's taken me about 2 weeks, and that's on Miss Jody and Andy and several other people I know in the community, so try to stay safe.
I just got a report from Daryl Duggar. He went to go visit Mr. Ralph. Said he's sitting up, having a little tough time breathing, but he's telling jokes.
He's back at it. He's getting better.
13, closing comments. Item 14, motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second. Second, Mr. Singletary. Meeting adjourned.
Thank y'all.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all.